and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It is the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls from Chicago this evening. Dave Kane has the call after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Join the roar of 18,000 Bucks fans at Fiserv Forum and be a part of the slam dunks, game-changing plays, and electrifying victories live. Witness the edge of your seat action and unforgettable moments as they happen. You don't want to miss this. Grab your calendar, handpick your favorite matchups, and secure your seats for Dame Time in Milwaukee and every incredible moment that comes next at bucks.com/tickets. That's bucks.com/tickets.
Well, good evening and welcome to United Center here in Westside Chicago, where the Road Warrior Milwaukee Bucks will try to keep it rolling against their neighbors to the south in this 288th all-time installment of the I-94 rivalry. The Bucks have won 8 of their last 9 and tonight face a shorthanded Bulls team on the opposite end of that equation as losers of 5 straight and 8 of their last 9 games. And with that as the backdrop, this is Dave Kane welcoming you once again into our play-by-play coverage of Bucks basketball. Fresh off of yet another gritty win on Monday night in Miami, the Bucks appear to be a team that is beginning to find itself with this new lineup and coaching staff here in 2023-24. Their opponents, well, not so much. We'll talk more about that in a moment and who the Bulls are missing. But first, a few words from our partners. Bucks basketball is presented, as always, by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go Bucks. By Jockey, for nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, the official cheese of the Bucks. By Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So Milwaukee bringing a 13-5 overall record into this one against the 5-14 Chicago Bulls in this Central Division showdown. A Bulls team that a late scratch of DeMar DeRozan. He is their second leading scorer behind, well, Zach LaVine. And LaVine is out in this game as well for the Bulls, as he is going to be nursing what was a sore foot on his right foot. And you wonder, all the questions, how long will this Chicago team stay in its current form with all the trade rumors beginning to swirl here in the Windy City? All right, we get closer and closer to tip-off, and as we come back, we'll tell you what these two teams look like to begin the game, as Chicago will obviously have a very different looking starting five than what they normally do for the Bucks. It is a familiar group. We'll tell you the specifics in a moment. Your BMO starting lineups and your opening tip on the other side of this timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask No Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Story Bar.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Bucks and Bulls moments away from getting underway. Milwaukee has won 14 of the last 16 in this arena since 2016-17, as Milwaukee will try to keep that rolling here tonight against the Chicago team that is reeling. 5 wins, 14 losses, and let's take a look at your BMO starting lineups presented as always by BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. For the Bulls, under their head coach, Billy Donovan, he is searching near and far for answers, and his starting five tonight is a very, we'll say, unconventional starting five for this group that is playing without DeMar DeRozan, without Zach LaVine tonight with injuries. So who is playing for this group? Well, it will be Coby White making what will be his 20th start in as many games, the fifth-year man out of North Carolina, 23 years old, been shooting the lights out of late. Talk more about that here. As we move along, he is one of the few that is a regular that's going to be in the starting five here tonight. As he goes next to Ayo Dosunmu, the third-year pro out of Illinois, a Chicago native, making his first start in his 18 games this season, 23 years old, and again his third season with the Bulls, where he was drafted with the number 38 overall selection in 2021. Also starting tonight in that backcourt, Alex Caruso, 6'4", 186 pounds, the seventh-year man out of Texas A&M, making his sixth start in his 17 appearances. Missed the Bucks game last time with the left toe strain. That actually kept him out the last couple games, too. Came back against Boston last time out. As also in the starting five, Patrick Williams will be making what is his now fifth consecutive start, his 10th start overall. In his 20 games this season, the fourth-year pro has been playing better basketball, averaging better than 15 points a game over the last four games, where he has put up double-digit scoring each of those games. And rounding out the starting five, Nikola Vucevic, the 6'11", 260-pound, 13th-year man out of USC originally via Switzerland, had 26 points, 12 rebounds the last time these two teams got together. He is averaging 10.1 boards a game, 13th most in the National Basketball Association this season. So with the Milwaukee Bucks side of things, 13 wins and 5 losses, the head coach Adrian Griffin will turn to this as his starting five.
Dame Lillard, Oakland, California, aka Brookfield, California, the Weber State University.
Malik Beasley, Atlanta, Georgia, the Florida State University.
Chris Middleton, Charleston, South Carolina, Texas A&M.
Giannis Antetokounmpo from Athens, Greece.
Brooke Lopez, Fresno, California, Stanford University.
12th game with those as your starting five. It is the preferred rotation of Adrian Griffin. His team, again, 13 wins and 5 losses. They've got 9-2 with those guys in the starting lineup. And we'll see if they can make it a double-digit win tally with those five in the starting lineup. So Milwaukee tonight will be in the association, I should say Icon Edition white uniforms with the green numbers and lettering, green stripe up and down the sides, as it is Bucks spelled out across the front. On the other side of things, it is Chicago in their Icon Edition uniforms here tonight. The Bulls will be wearing black uniforms with Chicago spelled up vertically across the front sides and red numbers with a white outline. They've got the red pattern stripe going up and down the sides of the uniforms with a big white Chicago Bull on the thighs on the left side And again, nameplates on the back in white. Our officiating crew tonight will be headed up by Ben Taylor in his 11th season as an NBA official. He is the crew chief, working with Rodney Mott in his 26th year, and Natalie Sago also officiating this game tonight in front of a good crowd, as always, here in Chicago. Even in the lean times, they tend to still bring them in. Certainly when the Bucks come in, there is extra interest in these parts. These two neighbors get set to duke it out for what will be the 288th all-time meeting. Those 288 meetings, including the playoffs, the most of any opponent for the Bucks through their long and storied past. So making his way to center court, it'll be Ben Taylor putting it in the air. He's got Brook Lopez to one side, Nikola Vucevic to the other. Ball is up, and we are underway, as it was initially won back by Lopez, but his team couldn't get their hands on it, and Brooks already chirping at the officials. Didn't like something there. So it is going to be Chicago basketball, left to right, as they set up in the half-court attempt. The pass will go to Vucevic. Vucevic on the right wing, dribbles with the left hand, picks up the ball, swivels before he passes to the near wing to Williams. Patrick Williams pulls up, free throw line jumper altered by Giannis. Might have even got a piece of that one. Did not draw iron, and Middleton has it the other direction now for the Bucks. He's on the left wing, nice move, crossing over and taking it in off the up, puts up the floater and hits it as he shook free of Kobe White, put him on skates. So Milwaukee draws first blood. They've got the 2-0 lead. Here's a three-pointer from the top of the arc. White couldn't hit. He had a hand coming up from the back of him, and maybe enough to throw him off. The Bucks go the other direction with a two-point lead in the basketball. Here's Dame Lillard. Right wing. Sends near wing left to Beasley. Beasley works it to the corner. Jab step in. Now fading and firing. Chris Middleton sinks the three from the deep corner left. Already 5 points in the game for Chris Middleton to start things off with a Michelob Ultra three. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Chicago with the ball on the other side of things. Dosunmu around the pick and roll with Vucevic. Vucevic now takes it down low on the pass. He's working on Middleton. Passes out left wing. Good ball movement now. Dosunmu is defended by Beasley. Gets it to Vucevic. Vucevic misses it short. And the Bucks come away with a loose ball yet again. Still no points on the board for a Chicago team that has struggled to start games, and that is an understatement. Here's a three-pointer from Lillard, top of the arc. He leaves it short. Bulls go the other direction. Bulls last in the NBA in scoring in the first quarter this season. Second fewest points per game in the second quarter to boot. Here's Patrick Williams. He slings it out top. Caruso gets it to Vucevic. Vucevic tried to pass it inside, but we got a whistle, and it looks like a foul going against the Bucks. 2 minutes into this one, Middleton gets charged with what will be his first foul. The Bulls are scoring 15 more points per 100 in the second half of games than they are in the first. That's the biggest differential of any team in the NBA. And Caruso, sloppy with the basketball, lost it on the dribble, taken away by Middleton. Middleton trying to fend off the trailer. Dosunmu, and he hands to Giannis, who soars in for the thunderous one-hand slam. And the Bucks are off to a 7-0 run to begin this game. Caruso on the other end, trying to shake the defense of Vucevic. Hands to Vucevic. He takes it under the rim. Couple spins now to Caruso. Drives in. He's blocked by Giannis, who comes out of the weeds with the basketball going the other direction now. Giannis races off. He is taking those long strides on the other side where he was fouled. I need to tell you, that opening was closed in a hurry. Giannis, like a pit viper, jumping up there and coming away with that ball as he struck down low. Second block already of this game for the Greek Freak, who's got a chance at a pair of free throws. Man, I'll tell you, you're looking for a good start. This fits the bill for the Bucks, who have connected already on 3 of 4 from the floor and prevented Chicago from touching the scoreboard with an 0-for-4 start and a turnover in their first 5 possessions. Giannis spins the ball in his hands. Made 8 straight free throws to round out that win in Miami, and he picks up where he left off, knocking down the first of 2 here. The Bucks were outstanding from the line in that game, hitting 24 of 27 free throws down in South Florida, including the last 15 to round out that game. 15 straight for the Bucks to finish off the Heat. Second free throw on the way for Giannis, and he keeps the streak alive. Looked good on both of those. So going back to that last game, that's 17 in a row for the Bucks at the line. Here comes White. He takes it down the left side of the lane, passes to the corner. Dosunmu with a head fake, and he took an extra step. Another turnover for the Bulls, who do not do it very frequently. Chicago among the top 10 in fewest, or in the top two in fewest turnovers per game, only giving it away just inside of 12 times a game, but they've already got two quick ones here. Here's a pocket pass to Giannis. Speaking of turnovers, it's taken away by Dosunmu. He's off and running. He glides in and mentioned it. Almost a fifth of the points for Chicago coming off of turnovers this season. And they get their first points of this night off of turnovers. Giannis takes the feed on the other side. Top of the arc before he hands to Beasley. Beasley's defended at the top of the circle by Patrick Williams. Now we got an offensive foul going against Giannis. They'll say, I think, shoving off, trying to get away. That'll be his first foul, and for the Bucks, team foul number one. 9-2 lead early in this one. We've got 8:54 to play. First quarter action here from down from, I should say, west side Chicago. Here's a spin move. Caruso tries to thread it into Vucevic. It bounced away, and ultimately it caroms into the hands of Middleton. Middleton's going the other direction, trying to fend off Caruso, backing his way down. Rakes up with the ball, but had it knocked away, and it's going to be picked up by Kobe White. White's going the other direction for the Bulls. Transition three ball, way off the mark. Giannis tears down the rebound as he fends off Vucevic for that loose ball, and now Milwaukee's in transition the other way with Lillard into the front court. Dame with a left-hand dribble wearing that left arm sleeve. Pulls up, 17-footer. Splash. Milwaukee is off to what is now an 11-2 run to begin this game. And that is enough to call a timeout from the Chicago bench. Billy Donovan has seen this story before. His team down early with 8:15 to go. First quarter action. Milwaukee feels good about where they sit. Coming back with more in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on hot selling meat items.
1 pound Carolina ground turkey, just $1.79 or three for $5. And 4 pound Papa Charlie's Italian beef, just $11.99.
Ay caramba, hot, hot prices.
Ground turkey, $1.79, Italian beef, $11.99.
Hurry, these products are gonna fly off the shelf.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're Williams. It's Woodmans.
Save big money on your next painting project right now at Menards. DuraClean is an interior paint and primer in one. It comes in a variety of colors, and it's washable, scrubbable, and stain-resistant to ensure easy maintenance. Keep your home looking clean and beautiful with DuraClean Interior Paint. Pick up a gallon of flat for $19.97 after $8 mail-in rebate. Good through December 3rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Natural gas is a clean, reliable, and convenient source of energy delivered directly to you through underground pipelines. The pipeline system has an excellent safety record, but there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
Hey, Bucks fans, Pick and Save is the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Also presented by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Plenty to enjoy about the start of this one. Bucks off to an 11-2 lead to begin this one against the shorthanded Bulls, playing without both Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan tonight. The two All-Stars sitting with injuries they sustained in the last game. Here's a pull-up jumper on the way. That misses from 17. And, boy, Chicago struggling out of the gates. They've missed six of their first seven from the floor. They've also turned it over three times with just one field goal in the opening 4 minutes here. Here's a head fake from Middleton. Going to squeeze off a three. That misses short. Rebounded by Vucevic. He'll send it ahead to Dosunmu. Dosunmu's into the front court. A little hesitation Giannis picks him up nicely. Now he sends out top. Vucevic drives into the paint, kicks it out. Open three on the way, and Sumu knocks it down. That was good ball movement there. Vucevic found the open man. As the Bucks go the other direction, leading now 11-5. Lillard the other side. Hands off to Middleton on the left wing. Middleton being harassed on the outside by Torrey Craig, who's new in now for Chicago. Bucks go with the same five that began the game. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Beasley too short. We got a whistle and a foul on the fight for the rebound, and it looks like it's going against the Bulls. So Malik Beasley has shot the ball extremely well on the road at 55% from three-point range. On the home on the home floor, he has shot 34%, but couldn't get his first one to go tonight. Lopez takes the inbound pass from Middleton on the handoff, gives back to Beasley. Beasley looks left, sends right to Giannis. Giannis on the dribble handoff, back to Beasley. Thought about the three. Now he's going to drive with four to shoot. Takes it into a crowd, floats the shot over the front iron, and good. Nice job taking it inside, changing things up a little bit for Bees, who puts the Bucks back out in front by eight now. 13-5 advantage here from United Center. A bounce pass to Vucevic. Works into the corner. Catch and shoot three ball on the way. And another perfect shot, this time from Torrey Craig on the opposite corner from where Dosunmu hit just moments ago. So both teams scoring, but the Bulls hitting threes, and thus they have cut the deficit to three. Giannis, or I should say to five. Giannis going to put up a three, but puts up an air ball from the right wing. Kobe White hesitates. Now drives. Sends out top. Another three on the way. And Vucevic drills it. So Chicago, three consecutive three-pointers. They have outscored the Bucks now 9-2 in that time. As Lillard's going to take it into the front court. Lead is down to two. Dame drives down the left side. Slings it out to Middleton. Good ball movement as Middleton passes off to Beasley. And Beasley fights fire with fire as he connects from three in the deep corner. 6 minutes to go in the first. Milwaukee goes ahead by five now. Three-pointer on the way from Kobe White. He says, this is my terrain. He drills the three, and that will elicit the timeout from Coach Adrian Griffin. Milwaukee still leading, but only by two. Chicago, four straight threes on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan, Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
.com/tickets.
Well, the Bulls heating up from distance, where they have hit on four of their 6 three-pointers, including four straight over the last minute 45. They've cut that deficit to two now. Tonight's cocktail of the game is presented, as always, by Casamigos. Visit Bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipes. Casamigos proud to be an official spirit of the Milwaukee Bucks in Pfizer form. As always, presented in part by Michelob Ultra as well. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Bucks basketball going right to left into the front court. Dame Lillard's out there with Marjon Beauchamp now, along with Bobby Portis into the fray. They join Lopez as he's going to fire up a shot just inside the arc, and he connects from about 18 feet away. Good-looking shot for Brook on his first look of the night. Bucks lead 18-14. Jumped out to an 11-2 lead to begin this game. Here's a pass deflected, but it makes its way to the corner. Phillips has it there. He'll pass it to Sumu on the left side. Ayo drives inside. His shot blocked by Lopez, but we've got a whistle and a foul. Who is it on? It's going to be on Beasley. Brook blocked it cleanly, but Beasley got a little something on the way up. So that will send Ayo Dosunmu, the hometown product, to the line. Dosunmu has never scored in double digits against the Bucks in his young NBA career. As he splashes the first free throw in, he's got a chance to. He's off to a good start halfway there now. 6 points now in the game. Just over halfway there. He can get to 7 with his next free throw. It is up, and it is no good. Dosunmu on the season, a 79% free throw shooter. Milwaukee's got it going the other direction. Into the front court. It's handled by Dame Lillard. Little hesitation. Now he explodes into the paint. Passes to the corner. Catch and shoot 3 on the way. Beasley couldn't hit. Rebound. Batted around. Picked up off the deck. It's Chicago going the other way with it. Torrey Craig's into the front court. Feeds the trailing Vucevic. Now it goes to Kobe White. White sends it off the fingertips of Torrey Craig. It was coming in hot. Craig took his eyes off it just enough for it to end up in the front row of seats on the far side of the court. Beauchamp to inbound now for Milwaukee. Chicago's lineup consists of Vucevic, now Dosunmu, and Craig Phillips, and Javon Carter just checked in. The one-time Milwaukee Buck in his first season now with the Bulls. Pull-up jumper. Ooh, nice looking stroke there from Dame Lillard, who hits from about the same spot he did earlier tonight. He's hit 2 of his first 3. And Milwaukee now leads by 5. Vucevic going to hoist up a 3, and he sinks another for the Bulls. Chicago is now connected on their last 5 straight 3-point tries. And they're still trailing by 2. Lillard tries to answer. Off balance, his 3-pointer from the top of the arc misses short. He's missed both of his 3-point tries so far tonight. Bulls go the other way, trying for their first lead. Dosunmu over the shoulder pass back to Vucevic. Vucevic takes it into the paint, but he's going to turn it over. Frustrated with himself as he taps his chest. He knows he was expecting his teammate to be somewhere where he wasn't supposed to be. Beasley's going to check out. Andre Jackson Jr. now in for the Bucks. Jackson will inbound from the near side. Three-quarter court token pressure from the Bulls, who have committed already 5 turnovers in this first quarter now. Portis on the handoff to Lillard. 3:56 to go. First quarter action. Here's a near turnover as it was taken away by Craig, but passed it back in then to Jackson. But boy, that was destined for a turnover as it sent, ended up going right back to Carter. Carter sends into Vucevic, fakes the shot one way, then goes the other with a left-hand jump hook. And he has tied this game at 20 points apiece. So Milwaukee off to the dominating start, but that lead has dissipated. Here's Lillard taking it into the paint. He's going to lay it up and in as he slices his way through the defense down low. 22-20, the Bucks with the lead, but Chicago with the basketball on the other side now. Vucevic going to hand it to Sumu. Dosunmu shakes the defense of Jackson. Going to pass to Vucevic. Vucevic pulls up. Too strong on the jumper from 18. Rebounded by Portis. Bobby goes the other way now. He races off in transition. Taps the brakes, being defended tightly by Craig. Now to Lopez. Lopez, top of the arc, gets it back to Portis. Portis, right of the lane, working on Craig. Craig blocks the shot. Loose ball picked up by Craig going the other direction now. He feeds ahead to Phillips. Phillips going to tee up a 3, and finally Chicago misses, but they get the offensive board. Out it goes to Craig, or to Carter. And now we have a whistle and a stoppage with a shot clock being reset. They'll put it at 12. Might have actually helped the Bucks there, who were in a little bit of a scramble drill defensively. Chicago's going to have to take it out of bounds, trying for their first lead with a 3-pointer here as they can get another one to drop. They've already hit 5 of them on 8 tries. Vucevic works into the corner. Javon Carter will run a screen. He'll pull up from the left elbow, and he puts a high arcing jumper up and good. So Chicago's even this game at 22 points apiece now. Dame Lillard into the front court. Navigates across that timeline, takes it left side. He pulls up on the baseline, leaves the shot short. Rebound tipped around, and ultimately it goes to the Bulls. Torrey Craig going to go the other direction with it now into the front court. Chicago with another chance for their first lead. Vucevic will hand it to Carter. Carter around the Vucevic screen, sends out top. Craig looks right now, sends down low. Vucevic puts up a contested jumper and drills it. Bulls have their first lead of the game. Shorthanded or otherwise, it has not really mattered who the Bucks have played. It's been these kind of games and oftentimes these kinds of starts. Beauchamp just got fouled around midcourt. And for Chicago, they will send Andre Drummond in, and Giannis going to check in for the Bucks as Brook Lopez takes a seat. Again, Chicago started cold. They were one of their first seven, but have gone 8 of 10 since that time. And here is a near turnover, or is it a turnover? They'll say knocked out of bounds, last touched by Julian Phillips, the rookie out of Tennessee for Chicago. So Milwaukee's got it on the sideline. It's inbounded. Quick pass to Bobby Portis across the court. Bobby takes it left of the lane. He's banging around with Kobe White. Spins toward him and uses the jump hook but can't get it to go. Rebounded underneath by Phillips. He'll send ahead to Carter. Outlet feed ahead to White. White with a head fake. Sends to Phillips. Phillips down to Carter. Carter a head fake. Drives into the paint. Going to try to feed it through traffic. It finds its way to Drummond, but Drummond took an extra step in the paint. So another turnover for the Bulls. In spite of the fact they've given it away six times and struggled at times to shoot here in this half, they have the two-point lead as they've shot it well of late. Mentioned it. 8 of their last 10 have gone down for this Bulls team with a minute 26 to go here in the first. Here's a bounce pass to Portis on the near wing left. Shovels the handoff to Beauchamp. Marjan crosses over. Now attacks on his man. Looked like he had an angle to try to score. Instead, he tried to pass it, and he sent it right to Kobe White. Turnover, and now the Bulls in motion. Torrey Craig hoists up a three. Missed it. Rebounded down low by Lillard. Dame's going the other way for the Bucks. Still down by two. Long pass down the court to Bobby Portis, who climbs the ladder to get it. Hands off to Jackson. Andre Jackson misses short on a three-pointer from the corner. Jackson hit two of those threes last time out. Here's a pass to Phillips. He challenges inside. Giannis got in the way of it. The shot misses. Rebound gobbled up by Portis. Now to Lillard. Bucks haven't scored in about 3.5 minutes now. As Lillard's got it around that big Bulls logo at midcourt. That traditional big red bull with the horns. Here's Milwaukee working into the right wing. It's a three on the way from Beauchamp. He misfires. Rebounded initially by Drummond. He taps it over to Carter. And now Chicago will go the other direction, leading 24-22. Bucks in a scoring drought now. Just 9 of 21 now for the quarter after they started hot. Here's White, attacks inside, passes to the corner. And we got a whistle and a foul going against Milwaukee. So for the Bucks, that's going to be number 5, and it's going to send the Bulls to the line as Milwaukee goes into the penalty. Beauchamp's called for it. Actually, beg your pardon, it's not the penalty, but they are going to say it's a shooting foul. So first in the final 2 minutes, and White knocks down the first free throw either way. So Phillips going to check out. Patrick Williams is in. Chance to make it a 4-point lead for the Bulls. And he will knock it down. This is an indictment on the Bucks' first quarter offense, because this is a Chicago team that's won the first quarter just one time in their last 11 games. And they are on the verge of doing that here tonight. Lillard takes it into the paint. Bobs up top to Jackson, who sends it down on the other side of that alley-oop. That was a beauty. Jackson almost got a turnover. It's going to be saved by Portis in the front court as he threw it back in bound, but they'll say he had his foot on the end line. And with 2.1 seconds to go, Chicago will have another chance for the final points here. Bucks had missed 5 straight shots from the floor prior to that last alley-oop to Andre Jackson Jr. Inbound pass to Carter. Carter is going to have his three-pointer blocked by Giannis. That'll be his third block of the quarter, but it was not a great finish to the first quarter. Started hot, finished cold, but Milwaukee down by 2 in the Windy City. Second quarter after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Every everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. Freshen up your home with Dutch Boy Forever Interior Paint. It's a paint and primer in one that's washable, scrubbable, and stain resistant. And with Arm & Hammer technology, it contributes to the reduction of common household odors. Get smooth, even coverage and pick up a gallon of flat today for $32.96. Remember, a Menards gift card makes a great gift. Price is good through December 3rd.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Getting ready for the second quarter here from United Center. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks. For the Pick and Save Boost membership, you get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. So we start the second quarter. It's going to be Cam Payne along with Bobby Portis, Andre Jackson, Chris Middleton, and Giannis for the Bucks as they go opposite Drummond along with Kobe White, Carter, Torrey Craig, and here's a pass to the corner. Three-pointer on the way from Payne, and he sinks that one. Good to see another one go down for Cam. Still in the top 10 in three-point shooting despite going 2 of 9 his last four games from beyond the arc. Bucks come out in a zone to start things here in this second quarter, and here's a drive down low. They work it to the corner. Carter gets alone, and he'll knock down the three on the other side. So Chicago back out in front with that three-pointer by two. Giannis goes the other direction. Crab step into the paint, now kicks it out to Jackson, swings to the top of the arc to Porter. Now Middleton got it, sends down to Portis, that is. Portis back to Middleton. Middleton squeezes off a three. That one looked like it was online, but a bit too strong, and it's rebounded by Drummond for the Bulls. Chicago going the other way, leading 29-27, just underway in the second quarter. Bank shot from White is off the mark, but we got a whistle on the floor and a foul going against Andre Jackson, jousting for positioning. That'll be his first, and for the Bucks, their first team foul here in the second quarter. Bulls closed that first quarter on an 11-4 scoring run, and that's what enabled them to take that lead after Milwaukee jumped out to an 11-2 lead to start this game. Inbound pass gets to Carter, and Payne was trying to come away with a steal, and Carter in front of him knocks down the jumper. Thought he was fouled from behind, but didn't get the whistle, but he did get the points. Payne's going to tee up another three, and he sinks it again from the right wing this time. Cam Payne, instant offense since he's checked in to start this second quarter with two straight three-pointers. White drives into the paint, passed everybody in the defense. That was a breakdown. Easy layup for Chicago. Back ahead by three now. Giannis the other direction. Spins around Williams, takes it down on him. Williams trying to seal him off. He's isolated, and that is a challenge for anybody. Giannis flips the shot up. Oh, he couldn't finish it this time. Ball went halfway down before it popped out on the jump hook. Williams driving. Giannis wasn't ready for him, and he turned around. He had to deal with Patrick Williams going full speed, about ready to turn the corner. And because of that, it forces Giannis into his second foul. So Chicago basketball on the far sideline, leading 33-30 again, this Bulls team. Second straight game the Bucks have played a shorthanded opponent without their top scorers. And for the second straight game, they're in a battle in spite of that. Williams going to launch up a three. That misses front iron. No good. Drummond with the offensive rebound. He's fouled from behind by Portis going up, so he'll step to the line for two shots. You were hoping Milwaukee would have a little bit of a better start against the Chicago team. They got a good start again, but had not able to hold on to that lead. This Bulls team that in some ways you always say you worry about focus. And that's not to say the Bucks aren't focused, but Chicago really down on its luck of late without their top two scorers, in spite of that fact, leading now 34-30 as Andre Drummond knocks down the first of two free throws. 99% of his points have come from in the paint as he gets both free throws to go here. Just a 56% free throw shooter this season, but he looked good on both of those. 2 minutes gone now in the second quarter. Largest lead of the game for the Bulls. They lead 35-30. Middleton, top of the circle. He's defended there before he passes it to Giannis. And Giannis fortunate to get fouled because he was in a tough spot to get that pass. But Phillips is going to get called for the foul. And that'll be the first foul on the Bulls here in the second quarter. So it's Milwaukee ball out of bounds. Campaign to trigger it in on the near side. He'll be working with Andre Jackson Jr. along with Giannis Portis and Chris Middleton. There's a situation with the clock they wanted to get resolved. Inbound pass goes to Giannis. Giannis will hand to Payne. Payne to Middleton, puts up the three and draws the whistle on the foul. His shot missed from three-point range, but he will step to the line now for three straight free throws. Hey, Bucks fans, you can catch the Bucks all season long on Bally Sports. All the comebacks, the breakout stars, the can't-miss moments. Check it out on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. So Middleton at the line now after he was fouled by Julian Phillips, who just committed his second, and a rare miss from Middleton at the stripe. 83-85% free throw shooter this season, 88% for his career coming into this season, but misses the first one here. And he's going to miss the second one now. Yikes. So what looked like a golden opportunity at 3 points is going to be one now if the Bucks are lucky. Chris unable to hit the first two. Hit those back-to-back clutch shots in the come-from-behind win against Miami on the road. The final 2:15 and another closing clutch time situation for Milwaukee, who is atop the league with 8 clutch time wins this season, and Middleton will sink the third. So Chicago goes the other direction with it. Into the front court, Kobe White races ahead, passes to the left wing to Patrick Williams. He's going to turn it over. Cross-court pass taken away by Middleton. Middleton galloping the other way, uses the left hand and floats it off the window and good. So Chris the steal and score going the other direction. It's a 35-33 lead for Chicago now. 9:24 to play in the second quarter. Kobe White feeds the cutter, but it couldn't get through. Middleton with another steal. Passes it ahead to Giannis. Giannis into the front court, top of the arc. Slings it to the corner. Portis going to squeeze off a three. It caroms back iron strong. The Bucks again starting cold from distance. Outside of campaign, the Bucks have got 2 of their last 11. And I think we have a timeout used by Chicago. So we will take it with them. 9:06 still to play here. We are in quarter number 2 here from Westside Chicago. The Bulls with the early 35-33 lead. Coming back with more in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
The holidays start here at Pick and Save with a variety of options to celebrate traditions old and new. You could do a classic herb-roasted turkey or spice it up and make turkey tacos. Serve up a go-to shrimp cocktail or use Simple Truth wild-caught shrimp for your first Cajun risotto. No matter how you shop, Pick and Save has all the freshest ingredients to embrace all your holiday traditions. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
Hey, Bucks fans, just like the Bucks jockeys proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years, jockeys been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. Also a reminder that BMO Blue Carpet Night is going on coming up this Saturday, December 2nd, against the Atlanta Hawks. Show your BMO card to enter at the BMO entrance and score exclusive perks until tip-off. Like a free gift, don't forget to bring your BMO card to participate. Chicago ball after the timeout, and I was looking down for a moment. I guess Portis got a hand on the inbound pass and knocked it down and out of bounds. Williams getting set to inbound right in front of us as we come to you courtside here tonight from the United Center. Patrick Williams will try it again closer to midcourt now. Making life difficult. Porter's gotten away, but Kobe White comes to the rescue and catches it around midcourt. He's got it on the right wing. Slings it out top to Phillips. Back to White. White defended by Beasley. Crossing him over. Takes it out top. Goes into the air. Played tightly by Beasley. So he'll pass to Williams. Williams offline on the three-point try. Rebound. Batted around. Who's going to get it? Chicago does. Drummond sends out top. Three ball on the way. That's off the mark. Oh, boy. Another rebound goes to Chicago. Campaign couldn't grab it, and now the loose ball on the deck, and we're going to have a jump ball, it looks like, as Giannis and DeSumo, I think, are the ones that are going to jump for it, and that should be pretty good advantage for the Bucks there. But a couple offensive rebounds on that on this set already for the Bulls. We mentioned it, not a great rebounding team. 21st in the league in offensive rebound percentage, but tonight they've already managed five of them. Talked about how the Bucks' defensive rebounding has gotten better of late in the last 2 weeks, but so far off to a bit of a tough start. The Bulls have outscored Milwaukee 5-0 on, or I should have out rebounded the Bucks 5-0 on the offensive boards. It's DeSumo and Giannis set to go for the opening tip. You can hear our crew chief, Ben Taylor, talking about positioning with Bobby Portis and Andre Drummond, who are going to be jousting for this loose ball in a matter of moments. So the ball's up. Giannis tips it ahead, and he will send it to Campaign, who races it down for the Bucks. Into the front court to Giannis. Giannis works it to the right wing. Payne going to launch up another three. Missed it strong. Made his first two tonight, but couldn't hit that time. And the Bulls hold on to that two-point lead, 35-33. We've been sitting here for some time now. DeSumo on the right wing. Crossing over on Giannis. Back and forth. Pulls up. Mid-range jumper. And he rips the cords. Ayo DeSumo now 8 points here in this first half for the Bulls. He is their leading, well, their second leading scorer. Beasley, right wing, works into the corner. Another open look. This time, Campaign will miss off the front iron again. So, Cam started by knocking down his first two tonight, but he misses a clean look that time, and he's missed his last two, and Chicago's got it with a four-point lead. Patrick Williams gets it down low. Drummond gets tied up by Middleton, and he is fouled, so he will step to the line for two more. Pretty remarkable. Giannis, who has tended to put up some big numbers in the Chicago series, including his last outing when he had 35 and 11 against this team with 14 points in the fourth quarter. He's only attempted one field goal in his 12 minutes, or he's only had scored, I should say, one field goal in his 12 minutes, going 1-for-3 as the first free throw from Drummond is up and good. Giannis going to check out of the game. So will Bobby Portis. Beauchamp comes in, as does Brook Lopez. Chance to get that lead to six now as Drummond Yeah, and mention it. Close to a 50% shooter on the season, but he has looked comfortable on each of them until that one. Made his first three and misses the last one, so Milwaukee goes the other way down 38-33. Matches the largest lead for the Bulls. Bucks went ahead 11-2, but Chicago has really controlled it for the most part. Since then, Middleton gets his man in the air and misses on a shot from the free throw line, but he's going to go to the line for a pair. This will be the fourth and fifth free throw attempts already for Chris Middleton. As Julian Phillips gets called for what will already be his third personal now. And for Chicago, the Bulls now sitting with three team fouls to the Bucks four, who will get a penalty the rest of the way here. We're still 7:37 to go in this first half, and another miss for Chris Middleton. Boy, Chris talked about it coming into the season at 88% from the line, 85% this season, but he's missed three of his first four tonight. He's got another one coming. Milwaukee, we talked about, so good at the line in that win against Miami, hitting 24 of 27. But tonight, not able to capitalize as the second free throw is good. So Chicago goes the other direction, leading 38-34. 7.5 to play now in the first half. Vucevic, top of the arc, hands the ball out to Dosunmu. Swivels at the top of the arc, being defended by Beasley, weaving his way around the screen. Works it to the left wing. Vucevic, dribble handoff to Craig, right back to Vucevic. He's got the matchup on Beasley now. Sends a cross-court pass right over the outstretched hand of Middleton. Now they work it to the corner. Three-point try misses from Patrick Williams, and then the soaring attempt at the tip-in miss from Terry. Milwaukee's got it going the other way. Oh, the shot rims in and out on the floater from Beasley. That one swiveled around the rim. Now Dosunmu looking to push things. Going the other way. Catch and shoot three. Craig couldn't hit. Lopez had the positioning on the rebound. He's going to have to fight for this one, though, as he had Vucevic and Dalen Terry after him trying to get that ball free, but Milwaukee holds on to it. Going the other way. Campaign scoops to the hoop with the left hand, can't get it to fall, and Milwaukee continuing to stay cold of late offensively. Now a turnover nearly on the other side. Middleton had it, but then it's taken back by Dosunmu. He'll send out to Patrick Williams. Out top to Vucevic, back to Williams. Williams stops at the free throw line. Works it to Vucevic. Back out top, it goes to Dalen Terry. Terry has the ball swiped at. Gets it away to Vucevic. Vucevic drives the left side of the lane with one to shoot. Too strong on the shot. Rebound, a long one. Ends up in the hands of Payne. Payne rifles it ahead. Now to Beasley. Up and down the court we go. 6:13 to play. Opening half. 38-34 lead for the Bucks, or for the Bulls. Middleton stops on the right side of the lane. Feeds to the corner. Catch and shoot three. Way short for Beasley. Long rebound tapped by Middleton, but right to Vucevic, and now Chicago goes the other direction. Bulls in the front court now as Patrick Williams pulls up behind the free throw line. High arcing shot is good, and that will necessitate a timeout from the Bucks. So the Bucks, once leading by 9 points in this one, have struggled to get things going here. 5:50 to go in the second quarter, where the Bucks have hit just three of their 11 shots. Timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bond.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane.
The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God. As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded.
These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
.com/bars.
Back courtside here at United Center, Dave Kane alongside the soon-to-be birthday boy, Tom Hecker on stacks, making his way here. He's about to turn 32 years old. We're really excited for him. He's with Bill Karambelis, our onside engineer. We've got Justin Garcia in studio and Jason Gordon, man in the controls of the flagship station, WTMJ. Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Well, there's only one answer, definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. Bucks with a basketball after the timeout, still trailing 40-34. We got a whistle and a foul on Alex Caruso, who was a question mark coming into this game, still dealing with that toe injury. The Bucks just one field goal in the last 5 minutes. And here in this third quarter, they have been cold. 3 of 11 from the floor, only 3 free field goal attempts for Giannis in this game. They're going to send it to him. They're going to try to change that around. He's working on Torrey Craig. Sends out right wing over to Beasley. Now to the corner. Beauchamp ahead fake. Takes it along the baseline and floats up a nice looking runner, and he gets it to settle through. So Milwaukee cuts the deficit down to 4 again. Chicago the other direction with it. Caruso, top of the arc, trying to get around a Vucevic screen. Sends out to Vuce. Vuce now drives on the left side of the lane through the defense. That was too easy. A layup right through the teeth of the Milwaukee defense. 5:07 to go now in the second quarter. Lillard into the front court for the Bucks, dribbling with a left hand. Jab step in. He's defended by Caruso. Now it picks up a screen from Lopez. Leaves his way past it. Floats it up with a left hand and gets that one to roll over the iron and good. So Dame, all 4 of his field goals he's made have been inside the arc. He's got 8 points. Here's White on the other side, sends it near wing. Three-pointer on the way from Vucevic. Too strong, but another offensive rebound. That is now the 7th of the game for the Bulls. They're going to work into the corner. Three-point shot misses badly on the attempt from Phillips. They got a whistle and a foul. Is this against the Bucks? It is. Giannis has just whistled for his 3rd. Wow. So Milwaukee affording this Bulls team chance after chance on second chance points. And that puts him in the penalty, so you're going to have a chance for more second chance points here as Vucevic's going to go to the line for 2. Man, oh, man. Talked about it. The Bucks had gone from 27th in the league in defensive rebounding percentage there. First 9 games, the last 2 weeks had been number 7 in the league. But tonight, it has not been pretty. Vucevic sinks the first free throw. Giannis going to check out with those 3 fouls. Portis checks in. Well, we got a moment. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Second free throw rattles in for Vucevic, and Chicago stretches the lead back to 5. Beasley hoists up a 3, and he connects from the top of the arc. Malik Beasley gets his 2nd one to drop tonight. And the Bucks back to within now 3 points, 41-44. Here's a pass coming to the near side. Quick touch pass out top to White. White drives down the lane. He sees Brook Lopez standing there, and we're going to have a traveling call. That's what happens when you see Brook Mountain standing between you and the rim, and you come in at 6'5", generously listed, Kobe White. He was not going to score there, and he knew it. 11th turnover already for Chicago. So a couple things going against the grain here. A Chicago team that doesn't turn it over very often. Second fewest in the league, but they've got 11 here in this first half. Here's Lillard through the defense. Easy layup with a left hand again, slashing his way down the lane. And the Bucks back to within 1. Here's Torrey Craig on the other side. Sends out top to Vucevic. Vucevic on the hand up to Dosunmu. Dosunmu with his foot on the 3-point line. Can't hit from the top of the arc. Rebound corralled by Portis. He'll give it to Lillard. Lillard ambles across the timeline into the front court on the right wing. Gonna pull up from 3 on the right side. Splash! Dame Lillard knocking down his first 3 ball of the game. He's 1 of 3 from distance, and the Bucks now on a 10-2 run. They have taken the lead back. 46-44. That is our 4th lead change of the night. On the other side, to Sumu, hands off to Vucevic. Vucevic pulls up, and he'll even the game again. 46 apiece, Vucevic now with 16 first half points to go with his four rebounds. He plays well against his Bucks team. In fact, the numbers will tell you he plays well in matchups against Lopez, oddly enough. Here's a three-pointer on the way from Beasley as he misses from the right wing. Couldn't get another one to drop, and now Chicago with a chance to get that lead back again. White around the Vucevic screen, sends to the left wing. Here's Torrey Craig taking it inside. Can't get the first attempt, tips at it, can't get the second attempt, and now the rebound finally secured by Lillard, who got fouled on the play. And for Chicago, they are now into the penalty. So Dame's going to go to the line on the other side of things. He has carried the load for the Bucks here in this first half, the lone double-digit scorer with 13 points on 6 of 9 shooting from the floor. His first trip to the free throw line, where he is